You're listening to SBS News.
Protesters have gathered in the Philippines holding a giant banner to stop the killings and demand justice for Percy Lapid, also known as Percival Mabasa. The 63-year-old was in his car on Monday night when gunmen on a motorbike approached and fired at his head. Police have launched an inquiry to find the suspects and investigate their motivations. The late broadcaster had been critical of former President Rodrigo Duterte and his successor, Ferdinand Marcos Jr. The current president's spokesman, Hubert Guevara, says officials have launched a task force.
But I was informed that there is a presidential task force on media security. In fact, I personally would meet with them and reconvene them if necessary.
Amnesty International is calling the killing an attempt to silence voices that oppose the government. Jonathan DeSantos from the National Union of Journalists of the Philippines is questioning relations between the media and the government.
And this is a challenge for the new government to show that they do respect press freedom, that they understand the role of journalists, and that they will protect us while we do our jobs.
Another broadcaster, Ray Blanco, was also stabbed to death just last month. Mr. DeSantos is worried the change of leadership in the Philippines has not yet made a difference.
Relations between media and the government were not that good under Duterte, and under a Marcos administration, we were hoping that it could be a fresh start. But this shows, this attack shows that the same conditions that existed under Duterte are still here.
The victim's family has labelled the killing both brazen and brutal, demanding the perpetrators be brought to justice. This official spokesman says it's unclear whether the motive is work-related, but all avenues are being explored.
We are maximizing our efforts to get more pieces of evidence and testimonies in order to shed light on this incident and facilitate the immediate arrest of the perpetrators.
Almost 200 journalists have been killed in the Philippines since 1986. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.